Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
When it comes to TV show selections in my house, me and my partner Rachel are complete opposites when it comes to TV shows that we watch. You know, I watch shows like The Sopranos from back in the day, Seinfeld. There's been some great shows on recently, some great crime documentaries. She's more into the whole Home and Away, Neighbours sort of thing. But there has been one show which came out, I think, way back in about 2013. It's wrapped up recently, and I've actually poked my head at this show a couple of times and thought I'd really like to watch that show, but I'm going to start from beginning to end. And, well, as a matter of fact, it's this one, Wentworth. Yeah, it's basically a reboot of Prisoner, I think, from back in the day. Women's Prison. Actually, a very good show at the moment. Now, my partner Rachel's already seen this show, and she caught wind that I was starting to watch this show, and now all of a sudden, I think I've entered one of those contracts, the unwritten contract of you can't watch this show without me. And I've always tried to avoid this unwritten contract in the past, but it looks like now I've locked myself in to one of these. Every time I mention watching this show, or every time I'm in the lounge room and things are a little bit quiet, she'll walk out with a pillow and blanket and go, let's start watching a bit of Wentworth. I'm like, okay, that's cool, no worries, a bit of bonding. Good for most times, but there's other times where obviously now you're in this contract, you can't watch this show without them, otherwise you're going to be in a hell of a lot of trouble. I'm talking about, I've actually started watching this show once or twice as she was about to leave to go to work yesterday, and well, you just imagine the filthiest looks that I got. And basically, she made me feel that bad that I have to hold out now for whenever she's around to be able to watch this show. I'm sure other people out there have had a similar problem to this as well, but I tell you what, it's a very long show. I think there's about 10 seasons, up to season 4 so far, so it's going to be probably sometime the next 4 or 5 years by the time I actually finish watching this show, because obviously now I'm a slave to whenever she's free to be able to watch the show, for me to be able to watch the show as well. So I have picked up a few things from the show as well, but if I am going to compare the show to my life at the moment, well, there's one thing is for sure. If I'm caught watching this show without her, it's definitely been made very apparent that my conjugal visits will be definitely getting slashed, that's for sure.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
This weekend, it's all about horse racing, the Bega Cup Carnival, fun and frivolity. And here to chat all about it this morning is from the Sapphire Coast Turf Club, Jess O'Donnell. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you
all? Oh, so excited because we've had a couple of near misses in this area. With obviously the Melbourne Cup came to visit, a few things got cancelled because of COVID, and that. It's good to know this is definitely locked in. It's definitely happening, this Cup Carnival.
As of this moment, it is definitely locked in, this carnival. I can't see anything that would be stopping it now. So fingers crossed. Although you never want to say something like that. Touch wood, hey?
Exactly right. But it's going to be a huge couple of days. Around, was it $500,000 worth of prize money?
Yeah, it's over $500,000 for prize money. That includes the $80,000 Bega Cheese Bega Cup that's being run on the Sunday. So, yeah, it's quite a huge racing carnival, especially for country racing.
Yeah, and we always see these big events around, obviously, Cup Carnivals. We see, like, maybe a helicopter bring in the Cup, and you see, like, elaborate things for the AFL Grand Finals and Rugby League Grand Finals. How does the Cup actually get there? Is there a special performance to get the Cup there, like a helicopter or a parachuter?
Or I want to think of something elaborate to tell you, but it gets drove in through Rob Butte.
Is it at least in the passenger seat with the you know, the seatbelt around it, or?
Not even on the passenger seat with a seatbelt, I'm afraid.
So it's not quite worth the $172,000 like the Melbourne Cup with the fancy gloves.
No. Although, weirdly enough, the Melbourne Cup will actually be here as well.
Oh, finally. Mm, they've been delaying this for a while, haven't they? Things have been cancelled. It's good to hear.
It was supposed to be here on August 28th, and they said, I'm sorry, we're all in lockdown, we won't be coming, but what about we come Bega Cup Carnival, Jess? And I said, sure, that'd be great. So the Lexus Melbourne Cup 2022 trophy will be here for people to get their photo taken with it. And we'll be having some ambassadors along as well. So that's Greg Miles, who's a race caller.
Yep.
He's called a lot of Melbourne Cups over the years and a really lovely guy as well. And Jim Cassidy. So he's quite a famous jockey.
Yeah.
He's ridden a Melbourne Cup winner and he'll be here with the Cup as well.
Yeah.
They'll have the Melbourne Cup and the Bega Cup.
Oh, this is amazing.
Which I believe they actually have run almost the same amount of time. Bega Cup has been running such a long time. It's only a little bit younger than the Melbourne Cup. It's been running since, I think, 1875, the Bega Cup.
Oh, that's one for the history books. What kind of stuff can we expect? We've got fashions on the field happening this weekend, the usual stuff?
No, actually, we've gone quite out of the usual. We're not doing fashions on the field. Instead, we've got a mobile circus coming to town, so the kids can run away with the circus for 2 days at the Sapphire Coast Surf Club. So we've got the curbside carny, and they're going to be putting on workshops and shows throughout the 2 days, between 1 and 4pm. They're doing magic shows, bubble workshops, Chinese bowl cooking, juggling, what's it called, a lunar lira?
A lunar, like that sounds pretty complicated.
Something to do with hula hooping up high, I think.
I'll leave that one to professionals and maybe the kiddies, I think, as well. So
I think so. So, yeah, so we've got plenty of entertainment. We've got free buses. We've got the Lexus Melman Cup here. We've got media personalities, Dave Stanley and Luke Marlowe. They'll be here as well. So it'll be really a great weekend. And, of course, plenty of space, plenty of grass lawned area so everyone can spread out, be COVID safe, and take a patch of lawn, bring your picnic, and have a great day at the Turf Club.
Well, Jess, as per usual, it sounds like it's going to be an absolute cracker of a couple of days for the Beaker Cup Carnival. How can people get in touch if they want to find out more information about the Turf Club?
Yeah, they can head to our website, and all the bus times, information, locations are all on there as well. The gates open at 12 o'clock both days. Head to our Facebook page. You know, you can find out all the information that way.
Fantastic. Jess, it's been a pleasure as per usual. We'll see you there.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
The story I've managed to pick up the last 24 hours has been a little bit nuts because we do know when it comes to collections, the complete set of anything is worth an absolute fortune, like Pokemon cards. If I only knew now what I, you know, could have guessed back in the late 1990s, I'd be sitting on absolute fortune. I probably wouldn't be sitting here if I'd have collected all the Pokemon cards back in the day. Trading cards are worth a lot of money as well. All sorts of toys from back in the day. But when it comes to investing in a complete set of anything, you do know if you have the complete set, you're looking at quite a valuable, you know, stand when it comes to how much money you're going to get. And, well, the one that's making the rounds at the moment, which I've been spotting online, has got to do with not toys, not trading cards, but wine. As a matter of fact,
every single Penfolds Grange release from 1951 until 2017, so rare and expensive, simply opening the wine fridge requires security checks.
There would only be a handful of these sets in circulation around the country and around the world.
A Sydney businessman has just purchased all 66 bottles for a record $400,000.
This is the holy grail, if you like, for a wine collector.
$400,000 for wine. As you heard, it was in like a, basically a top secret vault somewhere. I just imagine trying to get into this vault. It would be like something out of Get Smart, wouldn't it? Gee, some people I think have just got too much money, don't they? But yeah, $400,000 for that total wine collection, that's absolutely crazy. And chances are, you know, wine that's worth that much, it's like, okay, maybe they're saving it to drink for a special occasion, a graduation, a wedding, a 50th wedding anniversary, whatever it is. Chances are they're not actually going to be drinking this wine whatsoever. It's more of an investment, I guess.
We believe that they've bought it as an investment, so they're going to put it away, put it into storage.
It's becoming a popular trend with increasing rewards. The price of this collection up 25% on the last set sold in 2018.
Yeah, and these guys are actually urging anyone thinking of investing in wines. Look, forget about gold bars, stocks, that sort of stuff. It's all about wine these days. It's all about spending $400,000 on wine that you're not going to drink. Just imagine how frustrating it is knowing that that's in your house. You have the best possible wine in the country and you can't touch it. What's this family going to do? Just sit there and drink boxed wine or something like that? Because let's be honest, if any of them are ever caught, you know, sneaking into the $400,000 wine collection, it's not going to be the wine that's in a box. It's going to be one of the family members that are in a box and above ground, if you know what I mean.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.